Thank you. There were several of us involved in this study. A little bit of, oops,
presentation.
No, I don't have it in presentation mode. A little bit about how we got started. We started getting increased questions about these stabilizers, and Dr. Yin put out some research in 2011. I did a literature search in the fall there and presented that information the next year, after which we had a little bit of criticism that we didn't have enough Tennessee data. So that's sort of how we got started. And the questions we wanted to answer: among the major products being sold in Tennessee for reducing volatilization of urea in, how will the Tennessee FACTS or in-field FACTS rank product efficacy compared to the performance of ammonium nitrate and urea? So the assumptions we made here is that ammonium nitrate essentially has no volatilization loss. We would find the maximum volatilization loss with untreated urea, and if the untreated urea yields equal to the ammonium nitrate, then we probably didn't have much volatilization loss that year. We had two locations. In addition to the data Dr. Yin generated in 2011, we started a project that had two locations, one in West Tennessee and one in Middle Tennessee. The actual field site at both locations differed each year. They were all on pretty productive soils, and we got reasonably good yields each year. This design was a split plot with four reps of 2N rates, one we thought would be fairly low and one about what we would recommend in most fields. We had 4 to 5 urea in stabilizer products. It varied with the year, and 3 control plots as subplots. So we had the NutriSphere, or it was a 30-40% calcium salt of maleic copolymer. And these were all applied at label rates. The Agritane 20%, Agritane Ultra 26.7%. The Agritane Advance is something we added in 2015. We won't really say a lot about it. We only have 1 year data on it. And the should be environmentally smart. I don't know where I got sensitive from. Nitro ESN product. And then we had the 3 controls where we added no nitrogen. We had ammonium nitrate and then the untreated urea. Corn population, we shot for about 79,000 plants per hectare in 76 centimeter rows. We had 6 rows wide by 9 meters long. We harvested ideally the middle 2 rows when we had a pretty good skip. We were able to move over a couple rows either way, depending where the skip was. Okay, the 2011 data, we've got a yield in megagrams per hectare. The location there was Milan. There were only the 2 products that Dr. Yin evaluated that first year. However, the Agritane product there on the right definitely performed as well as the ammonium nitrate, whereas the NutriSphere product was similar to untreated urea. And we saw this pretty well consistently throughout the next 3 years as we expanded the study. We added the Agritane Ultra and the ESN coated urea. These are the results here at 2013 for Milan and Highland Rim Research Station there in Middle Tennessee. And you can see that it's interesting to note that the Agritane products there did perform better than the NutriSphere, but in this year at least, they didn't quite do what ammonium nitrate did. We found that at both sites. There was some difference there. I'm not sure why the Agritane 20% performed a little better than the 26.7. But The 2014 data was a little hard to interpret. The Jackson site was pretty plain, pretty much the same result. The Agritain products performing better than the Nutrisphere product, pretty much the same as the ESN product, but ammonium nitrate outdid them. At the Middle Tennessee site, I've skipped to 2015. Well, we had pretty much the same results. Again, pretty clear cut with the Agritain products outperforming the Nutrisphere and similar to the ESN. Ammonium nitrate, however, outdid them all. The 2014, that's why I skipped it, because the HREC data didn't do exactly what we thought. The Jackson data did look pretty much the same. The Agritain products outperforming the Nutrisphere product, similar to the ESN, with ammonium nitrate outdoing them all. I don't think we had much volatilization loss at the Middle Tennessee site, as the untreated urea did as well as any of the products, which would indicate that we didn't have that loss. The volatilization data, the ammonia data that we took later, and I'll show you that, did show some loss there, but it evidently wasn't significant enough to affect the yields. This site was also pretty flush with nitrogen, as you can see by the zero control plot there, yielded 10 megagrams per hectare. There was a lot of native soil nitrogen there at the site, so the untreated urea did fairly well there. Oops. We also made an attempt to measure the relative amount of ammonia volatilized from these plots, and this is similar to something that Dr. Dunn did in Missouri. We used an acid trap there with 60 milliliters of 10th normal sulfuric acid placed in the field. We did this immediately after the fertilizer was broadcast. Fertilizer was broadcast by hand, then we immediately put the acid trap in place. At Middle Tennessee, we were supposed to try to increase potential for volatilization. So what I did at Middle Tennessee was actually had Brad spread a small amount of lime the week before we spread the nitrogen fertilizer. So we kind of upped it there, or upped the chance of volatilization. These were replaced every 48 hours up to 10 days or a rainfall event, which all but one of the years we had a rainfall event within a week. And then we have what we call a containment chainer. I just found a 1 gallon plastic trash can at Dollar General for a dollar, and we strapped it down. The first year especially was very interesting, because when I picked up the untreated urea and even the Nutrisphere containment chambers and put them to my face, there was a strong smell of ammonia. So I knew that we were getting quite a bit of loss that first year. The second year I didn't experience that. The third year some plots did and some plots didn't, but it was interesting. This is the relative cumulative ammonia captured in kilograms per hectare. Jackson, it seems like a small amount, but again, the untreated urea and the Nutrisphere plots stand out. They do quite a bit stand out at Highland Rim. And again, I could smell these. I knew there was quite a bit of ammonia coming off. 2014, the data is not as well as we would like to see it. I almost think they were flipped, but I know they weren't. We did show some loss here, but evidently it was not significant enough to affect yield at Highland Rim. And then 2015, ammonia data looks pretty much as we would expect it, and as the 2013 data did, where the untreated urea and the Nutrisphere data are evidently losing more relative to the other treatments. Okay, so in summary here, we've found that ammonium nitrate, the highest yields were found in seven of the seven site years by ammonium nitrate product. It's a good product. I'd hate if we lose it for no-till agriculture especially. The untreated urea had the lowest yields in six of the seven site years, just the 1 year, 2014, where it equaled the other products. Calcium salt product never exceeded untreated urea yields for the seven site years. The NBT product, 20%, equaled the ammonium nitrate three of the seven site years and exceeded untreated urea six of the seven site years. ESN equaled the ammonium nitrate one out of the six site years and equaled the NBT product for six of the six site years and exceeded urea yields five of those six site years. Cumulative ammonia volatilized was highest in the plots using the calcium salt product relative to other products for five of the six site years that we measured it. So this study suggests the product efficacy ranking, ammonium nitrate being the best, greater than NBTP product, greater than or equal to the ESN product, which was greater than the calcium salt product, which was pretty much equal to what untreated urea gave us in terms of yield and ammonia loss. And this is my extension slide. Do we have any questions? This is from 2015 plots at Springfield.
So we have 3 minutes for questions.
Yes, sir.
Did you say that?
Yes, sir, it was.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
Sure, have you looked at nitrogen uptake? Because you're using yield as a surrogate for ammonia.
We do have nitrogen uptake data. I didn't present it, but it pretty well correlates what the data shows. But we took the whole plant at about 6 weeks, and then we took the ear leaf later on. We have that in the grain. I didn't show that yet. We don't have all that data summarized on the grain for this year. That'll all be in the final write-up. Yes, sir.
My question is about practice in farmers in Tennessee. How many people are using each of these products?
I don't have sound data on it. It is both products are offered at our ag business locations. It's my understanding, and the farmers are supposed to have the choice of the product. It varies by county, depending what county you're in. Some of them are promoting one product more than others, but I know I did give the presentation at an agent, one of our Tennessee Ag Production Association training meetings, and many of them came up and said they were most appreciative of the information, that they were struggling with which product to promote, and I think that helped them decide. And that's the whole purpose of this study really here, is to give this information out so that our local ag business managers can perhaps make a more informed decision about which product to use. Thank you.
Okay.